إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, indeed all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised. And we ask for His aid and His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. Ibadullah, i'lamu rahimakumullah, servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know أن الله سبحانه وتعالى أمر في كتابه بالشكر في آيات كثيرة. That Allah سبحانه وتعالى commanded us in many verses of the Quran to show Him thanks and gratitude. ونهى عن ضده. And Allah عز وجل, He forbade us from the opposite of gratitude, which is كفر النعمة, ungratefulness. Denial of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَثْنَى عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. And Allah praised those who possess this quality of a shukr, showing thanks and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَوَصَفَ بِهِ خَوَاسَ خَلْقِهِ. And Allah, the mighty and majestic, He described the best of this creation as possessing this quality of a shukr, showing Him thanks and gratitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَاشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. And show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be grateful for the favors of Allah if it is Him whom you worship. Be grateful. Grateful for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-mutawaliya, al-mutataliya. For example, from the greatest of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should show Him thanks for and be grateful is the blessing that Allah Azza wa Jal, He guided us to Islam. Likewise, from the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal that we should be grateful for and show Him thanks on account of is that Allah Azza wa Jal, He guided us to the Sunnah. From the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal that we should show thanks for and be grateful for is that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us to be from those who pray and those who strive to please Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. On an individual level, there are so many blessings that we should be thankful for. On a communal level, as a community, we should be grateful and thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal, and we should show Him gratitude because Allah has blessed us. Alhamdulillah, we have a masjid upon the sunnah. Alhamdulillah, we have a school where people are educated and likewise taught al-Islam. Likewise, alhamdulillah, we have a madrasa li tahfidh al-Qur'an for the children, where the children can learn Qur'an. Alhamdulillah, we have lessons in Arabic for both males and females. Likewise, we have lessons in aqeedah, in fiqh, in tafsir and other subjects of the religion. So brothers and sisters, there are many blessings on an individual level and likewise a communal level that we should be grateful for and show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thanks. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla said subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Show thanks to me and do not be ungrateful. Show thanks to me and do not be ungrateful. Don't complain all the time. Do not moan all the time. Do not look at people who are more fortunate than you all the time. Look at the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla that He bestowed upon you. And show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jalla for that. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَابْتَغُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الرِّزْقِ. Seek your sustenance from Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. وَاعْبُدُوهُ. Worship Him. وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ. إِلَيْهِ تُرَجَعُونَ. And show Him thanks. And be grateful, because to Him you will return. Likewise, brothers and sisters, we find in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal qarana subhanahu wa ta'ala bayna al-shukri wal-iman wa akhbara annahu la gharada lahu subhanahu fi adabi khalqihi in shakaruhu wa amanu bihi. Allah the Mighty and Majestic, He mentions this issue of thankfulness, gratefulness, gratitude, along with what? Along with faith. And He mentions subhanahu wa ta'ala that there is no reason for Him to punish the creation as long as they show Him thanks. And as long as they believe in Him, there is no need for Allah to punish the creation if they believe in Allah and they show Him thanks. Many people, they're walking around in a state of torment in their heart. There's turmoil. What do you expect? And all you do is moan and complain. What do you expect when all you worry about is what someone else has and what you don't have? What do you expect when you're never grateful? What do you expect when Allah blesses you day and night and you never say Alhamdulillah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his sunnah is what? Well, hadith sahih, it's authentic. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he used to love something, he would say Alhamdulillah, alladhi bi ni'mati tatimmu salihat. All praises due to Allah, through the blessings of Allah, righteousness is established. And if he dislikes something, he never started moaning and complaining or trying to terrorize others or make others feel bad or torment others because of what you lack in your own self. He will say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. All praise is due to Allah no matter what. How many people you tell that? They come, how are you, akhi? Oh, you know, it's bad. I don't have this. I don't have that. I want more. It could be better. What about Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal? You're breathing, you have your health, Allah blessed you with Islam, Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed you in many ways that you can't even imagine. Don't look to the one who is more fortunate than you. Look to those people who are less fortunate. People in parts of the world, they don't eat. They don't have food, they don't have drink, they don't have clean water. And we walk around and we're complaining and moaning, complaining to people who can't help us. It would be okay if we take our complaints to Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, and we turn to Him and we complain to our Lord. If we find difficulty, brothers and sisters, let us analyze ourselves, because the benefits of being thankful are many and the dangers of being ungrateful are severe. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Why would Allah punish you? Why would Allah punish you? And you show thanks and you are grateful and you believe in Him. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. And Allah is the ever all appreciative, the all-knowing. Why would Allah punish you? Why would Allah, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. Why would Allah punish you? إِن شَكَرْتُمْ. If you show Him thanks. And if you believe in Him. Likewise, brothers and sisters, وَعَلَّقَ سُبْحَانَهُ الْمَزِيدِ بِالشُّكْرِ. والمزيد منه سبحانه لا نهاية له كما لا نهاية لشكره. Allah Azza wa Jal, He made it a condition. It is a condition in order to receive more blessings that you show thanks. It is a condition for somebody to receive more that they show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal. And the people of knowledge have mentioned, in order to receive more blessings from Allah, more blessings from Allah, there are no limits to this. Just like there are no limits to showing Him thanks. Nobody can ever think, I've thanked Allah enough. You can never thank Allah Azza wa Jalla enough. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. If you were to count the blessings of Allah, you would never be able to keep count of them. If you were to sit down with a pen and a paper, and you were to write down all of the blessings of Allah upon you, you wouldn't even be able to think of some of the blessings that Allah bestowed upon you. Because you don't know about them. Many things that you don't know. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ. Your Lord has proclaimed, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ. If you are thankful, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Surely I will increase you, I'll give you more. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ And if you are ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ Then certainly my punishment is severe. فَالشُّكْرُ مَعَهُ الْمَزِيدُ دَائِمًا وَأَبَدًا When a person offers thanks and is grateful to Allah and shows gratitude, you'll always be given more. وَلِذَا قِيلَ And it was said, that is why it is said, فَمَتَى لَمْ تَرَ حَالَكَ فِي مَزِيدٍ فَاسْتَقْبِلِ الشُّكْرُ Whenever you find yourself not receiving more blessings, if you ever find yourself not receiving more blessings, you need to turn to showing thanks. You need to busy yourself with showing thanks. We need to busy ourselves with being grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. If you ever find yourself not receiving more blessings, then we need to look at our own selves. This is applicable to the man and the woman, the young and the old. To the extent, listen, brothers and sisters. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, min hadithi Abdullah ibn Amr, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, la yanzuru Allahu ila imra'atin la tashkuru li zawjiha wa hiya la tastaghni an. Wa Sheikh al-Albani sahaha hadha al-hadith. Sheikh al-Albani declared this hadith to be authentic. Allah azza wa jalla will not look at a woman who is not thankful to her husband while she's in need of him. We wonder why we have so much discord in the homes. Allah will not look at a woman who is ungrateful to her husband. She does not thank her husband and she is in need of him. Brothers and sisters, let us remember the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said, "Uritu, I was shown something, a sight I've never seen nothing more alarming and terrifying than it." And he was talking about the hellfire. And he said, I saw that the majority of the inhabitants of the hellfire were women. When they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam why, he said, Yakfurna. Yakfurna. So they asked him, Qila, do they disbelieve in Allah? Is it that the women, they disbelieve in Allah? He said, they are ungrateful to their husband. But that shows us, not just for women, the danger of kufran and ni'mah, being ungrateful, complaining, moaning, not showing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa huwa khalaqak, wa razaqak, and Allah created you, and He provided for you, and He bestowed blessings upon you. Imagine where we would be if it wasn't for Islam. Imagine. Many of us might be dead right now. Many of us might be in prison right now. Many of us might be upon all types of misguidance and filth and immorality right now. Imagine where we would be right now if it wasn't for the blessings of Allah upon us. ثُمَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى قَسَّمَ النَّاسِ إِلَى قِسْمَيْنِ لَا ثَالِثَ لَهُمْ Likewise, Allah divided mankind into two camps. There's no third. Two groups of people. Into two camps. Mankind are in two camps. There's no third. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Inna hadaynahu sabila imma shakiran wa imma kafura. And we show mankind the right way. Either he is grateful or ungrateful. Likewise, brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, In takfuru fa inna Allah ghaniyun ankum. وَلَا يَرْضَ لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرَ وَإِنْ تَشْكُرُوهُ يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ If you are ungrateful, if you disbelieve, if you turn away, then verily Allah Azza wa Jalla has no need for you. And Allah does not like disbelief for His servants. But if you are thankful, look, who does it benefit? If you show gratitude to Allah, He's pleased with it for you, it benefits you. If you want to be happy and content and in a state of tranquility and serenity and live a nice, pleasant life, be grateful, be thankful. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. All praise is due to Allah, no matter what. Alhamdulillah alladhi bi ni'mati tatimmu salihat. Likewise, if you are troubled, Ibn al-Qayyim, what did he say? The ingredients to happiness revolves around three things. Idha u'tiya shakara. When the servant is blessed, he is thankful to Allah. وَذُبْ تُلِيَ صَبَرَ When he's tried and he's tested, he is patient. وَإِذَا أَذْنَمَ اسْتَغْفَرَ When he sins, he repents. That's the recipe for happiness. Depending upon a person's naqs, a deficiency in any of them areas, that is the level of unhappiness that the person will taste May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us all to be happy and achieve happiness. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever shows thanks to Allah, he shows thanks for his own self. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. And whoever is ungrateful, then verily Allah is all rich, the free of all wants, the one deserving of all praise. Brothers and sisters, the shaytan, لَمَّا عَرَفَ الشَّيْطَانِ مَنْزِلَةِ الشُّكَرُ وَأَنَّهُ مِنْ أَجَلِّ الْمَقَامَاتِ وَأَعْلَاهَا. Due to the devil knowing the lofty station of showing thanks and gratitude to Allah and the importance of this for a person to be happy in the dunya and the akhirah, shaitan, he wants to prevent us from showing thanks to Allah. Because if we are ungrateful to Allah Azza wa Jal, if we do not show Allah gratitude, then we're going to be miserable in this life depending upon the extent of our ungratefulness, and it could lead to misery in the hereafter. وَأَخْبَرَ سُبْحَانَهُ أَنَّ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ إِبْلِيسِ قَدْ جَعَلَ غَايَةُ أَنْ يَسْعَ فِي قَطْعِ النَّاسِ عَنِ الشُّكَرِ. Allah informed us that the enemy of Allah, Iblis, he made it his goal to prevent the people from being grateful. Today, how many times has a person said, Alhamdulillah, I thank Allah? How many times has a person felt in their heart, from the time we woke up, because in reality when we wake up, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. All praise is due to Allah who gave us life, because we could have died in our sleeps, brothers and sisters. How many of us have recognized, just ourselves, how many of us have thanked Allah with our hearts? How many of us have thanked today Allah with our tongues? How many of us have thanked Allah with our limbs? So how many of us in reality are from the thankful? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, concerning the shaytan, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Shaytan, he said, I'm going to come to them, to the servants of Allah, from in front of them, from behind them, from the right and from the left, and you will find that the majority of them are not thankful. Shaytan is going to wage war. One of the wars he wages is what? Make the servant be ungrateful. Make him display kufr and ni'mah, denial of the blessings of Allah, because he will be miserable in this life. وَأَخْبَرَ سُبْحَانَهُ أَنَّ الشَّاكِرِينَ هُمَ الْقَلِيلُ مِنْ عِبَادِي. Allah also informs us that those who are thankful and show gratitude to Allah, they are the minority from the servants of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِي الشَّكُورِ. Only a few from my servants show thanks and are thankful. Are we from those few? Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. The majority of the people, they do not show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jalla praises His prophets and His messengers, and we'll give a few examples for being grateful and showing gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla. For example, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He praised Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the first messenger that Allah sent to the people of the earth. Allah Azza wa Jalla described him in the Quran, إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدٌ شَكُورًا. إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدٌ شَكُورًا. Nuh, he was a thankful and a grateful servant. What did the scholars say? Why? Why did Allah Azza wa Jalla describe Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam as being a thankful servant, as being grateful? فِي الْأَثَرَ عَنِ السَّلَفِ, it comes upon the Salaf. You find in the tafsir of Ibn Kathir and other books of tafsir, the Salaf, they said the reason for this, أَنَّ نُوحًا كَانَ يَحْمَدُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الطَّعَامِ وَشَرَابِ وَلِبَاسِ وَشَأْنِهِ كُلِّهِ. Nuh, he would thank Allah for his food and his drink and his clothing and all of his affairs. وَلِهَذَا سُمِّي عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. And that is why Allah referred to him as a thankful servant. Allah Azza wa Jalla referred to him as a thankful servant. When he used to eat, he used to thank Allah. He used to praise Allah. When he used to drink, he used to praise Allah. When he used to wear his clothing, he used to praise Allah. All of his affairs, he used to praise Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah referred to him as a grateful servant. Likewise, there are many examples from the Anbiya, like in Nakhtasir, bi Rasulain Kareemain, with two messengers. Likewise, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَمَّا شُكْرُ خَاتِمَ النَّبِيِّينَ As for the gratefulness and the thanks that the seal of the prophets Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed Allah, فَبَابٌ وَاسِعٌ Then there are many examples, but let's just take one. There comes in the Sahihain عن المغير بن شعبة رضي الله عنه قال قام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم He said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم He stood up and he prayed حتى تورمت قدماه Until his two feet they became swollen فقيل له It was said to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر Allah has forgiven your past and your future sins Meaning why are you exerting yourself to this level He prayed until his feet they became swollen The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدٍ شَكُورًا Should I not be a thankful servant? And there comes in Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ أَتْقَاكُمْ وَأَعْلَمُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ أَنَا The one who fears Allah the most, the one who has most knowledge about Allah is me. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله والسلام عليه أما بعد عباد الله اعلموا أن الشكر مبني على خمس قواعد Know that showing gratefulness, showing gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal is built upon five foundations. In order to be considered grateful and thankful to Allah, five foundations, qawa'id, have to be present. The first, khudu' al-shakir lil-mashkur. The submission and humility of the one showing gratitude to the one whom he is thanking. Humility and submission to Allah Azza wa Jal. The second, hubbuhu lahu, that you love the one that you are showing thanks. The third, i'tirafu bi-ni'mati, recognizing and acknowledging the blessings of Allah. The fourth, ثَنَاؤُهُ عَلَيْهِ بِهَا Praising Allah on account of these blessings. The fifth, أَلَّا يَسْتَعْمِلَهَا فِيمَا يَكْرَهُ That you do not use any of these blessings in that which is disliked and detested by Allah Azza wa Jal. فَمَتَ عُدِمَ مِنْهَا وَاحِدًا اِخْتَلَّ مِنْ قَوَاعِدِ الشُّكْرِ قَاعِدًا If one of these foundations are missing, then one of the foundations of thankfulness and gratitude is missing. وَهُوَ يَكُونَ بِالْقَلْبِ وَاللِّسَانِ وَالْجَوَارِحِ One of the differences between alhamd, praising Allah and showing thanks to Allah, gratitude and thanks is with the heart, with the tongue and with the limbs. يَكُونَ بِالْقَلْبِ خُضُوعًا وَاسْتِكَانَةً وَمُحَبَّةً Thanking Allah and showing gratitude with the heart is by loving Him, surrendering to Him, submitting to Him. Likewise, with the lisan, with the tongue, وَبِاللِّسَانِ ثَنَاءً وَاَعْتِرَافًا That you praise Allah and you recognize the blessings of Allah. If you walk around and all you're doing is complaining about your own predicament, complaining about other people's predicaments, moaning, just looking at faults, being negative, you're not thankful. Brothers and sisters, likewise, الشكر, being thankful with the جوارح, with the limbs, وَبِالْجَوَارِحْ طَاعَةً وَانْقِيَادًا Being thankful with the limbs, is by obeying Allah and surrendering to Him. رَوَى Ibn Abi Dunya fi kitabi al-shukr. Ibn Abi Dunya, he narrated a narration in his book, which is entitled, Al-Shukr Gratitude. أَنَا رَجُلًا قَالَ لِأَبِي حَازِمْ سَلَمَ Ibn Dinar. A man said to Salama Ibn Dinar, مَا شُكْرُ الْعَيْنَيْنِ How can I be thankful with my eyes? So if we want to be min al-shakirin, from those who are grateful and thankful to Allah, This is the type of questions that we need to ask. مَا شُكْرُ الْعَيْنَيْنِ How can I be grateful to Allah with my eyes? قَالَ أَبُو حَازِمْ إِنْ رَأَيْتَ بِهِمَا خَيْرًا أَعْلَنْتَهُ وَإِنْ رَأَيْتَ بِهِمَا شَرًّا سَتَرْتَهُ If you see good with your eyes, you spread it all over the world. If you see evil, then you conceal it. How many people are thankful with their eyes? How many people are opposite? إِذَا رَأَى بِهِمَا خَيْرًا سَتَرَهُ وَإِذَا رَأَى بِهِمَا شَرًّا نَشَرَهُ وَأَعْلَنَهُ How many people are the exact opposite? If they see good, they conceal it. If they see evil, they spread it. وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ وَعَلَيْهِ التُّكْلَانُ Likewise, they asked him, قَالَ فَمَا شُكْرُ الْأُذَنَيْنِ How can we be thankful with the ears? The two ears that Allah blessed us with. قَالَ إِن سَمِعْتَ بِهِمَا خَيْرًا وَعَيْتَهُ وَإِن سَمِعْتَ بِهِمَا شَرًّا دَفَعْتَهُ In order to be grateful and show gratitude with your ears, if you hear good, then you pay attention to it. If you hear evil, then you repel it. Somebody comes to you with evil, you repel it. I don't want to hear that. That's shukr of the udhanin. Somebody slandering, I don't want to hear that. Not, oh, it's juicy information. Brothers and sisters, that juicy information is only going to bring you torment and misery. It's not going to make you happy. The one who is happy is the one who focuses primarily upon his soul and then, if necessary, enjoins the good and forbids the evil. Not he forgets about his own self and he worries about everything else. Likewise, they asked him, مَا شُكْرَ الْيَدَيْنِ How can I show thanks to Allah with my hands? He said, لَا تَبْخُذْ بِهِمَا مَا لَيْسَ لَهُمَا Do not take with these hands what does not belong to these hands. وَلَا تَمْنَعْ حَقًّا لِلَّهِ هُوَ فِيهِمَا And do not withhold a right to Allah that pertains to these two hands. They asked him, مَا شُكْرَ الْفَرْجِ How can I show thanks with my private parts? How can I be grateful to Allah through the private parts? He responded, كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَ As Allah, He said in the Qur'an, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ Those who safeguard their private parts, إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ That is showing thanks with your private parts. Brothers and sisters, this is the way of the Salaf. This is the way of our pious predecessors. عِلْمًا وَعَمَلًا in knowledge and in action. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us to imitate them and follow in their footsteps. Brothers and sisters, if we turn away from the blessings of Allah and we don't show thanks, Allah will come with the people that will be grateful and will show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how many people has He destroyed due to their ungratefulness and due to them not showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let us all take time to reflect upon the blessings of Allah so that we can be min ash-shakirin. وجزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم